This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. In New York this weekend, the auction house Christie's will be selling booze. Thanks to recent changes in liquor laws, this will be the first auction of whiskeys and scotches since Prohibition. And some rare whiskeys are expected to fetch up to $30,000 a bottle. Here now is Ted Dr. Cocktail. Hey, he's the author of Vintage Spirits and Forgotten Cocktails. Hi there, Dr. Cocktail.
Hi.
$30,000 for a bottle of hooch. Can you please explain how this is even possible?
That's a lot of money.
That may
even be overpricing it. I was looking over the list. There were some things on that list that I thought were very underpriced, and that one seemed kind of overpriced. Was that the Mount Vernon whiskey?
It was a Macallan Scotch, I believe.
Ah, okay. Yes, the Scotch lovers are particularly rabid about this stuff.
Well, and how do you rate the values of these? I mean, how do you come up with these numbers in the first place?
Age is one, but age alone doesn't say it. I mean, it's got to be the utter number of bottles, the legendary quality of what's in the bottle, and the age of the stuff itself.
So some of this whiskey and scotch has been aged for 60 years. You open up the bottle. First of all, how do you drink it? I mean, is this something you put on the rocks, or is that utter blasphemy?
That would be blasphemy in this case. Really, you would say this is snifter stuff, but scotch actually has a kind of a narrow-bodied glass that concentrates the aroma without losing a lot of the aroma in the atmosphere. You wouldn't want to dilute anything that expensive or that rare with water.
And is this stuff that's actually going to taste any good, or are you drinking this more for the kind of historical value of it?
No, in fact, spirits are basically, without the addition of air to oxidize it in the bottle, if it's well sealed, it'll taste as good as the day it was bottled. Because unlike wine, which is sort of a living thing, once liquor is distilled, it is essentially, I hate to put it this way, but a chemical. And in this case, it's a chemical that's made to taste really good, and it's quite inert in glass. So you can have something that was bottled 200 years ago, and it would still be just as good today if it was well sealed.
It sounds like I've been doing this all wrong. I collect wine, but maybe I should have been putting my money in whiskey instead.
Well, whiskey has a better chance of living a bit longer, let's say. Though, amazingly enough, if it's not perfectly sealed, I have determined there is a kind of a mildew that will live in 100-proof liquor.
Yeah. Yes. Dr. Cocktail, are you planning on bidding at all this weekend at this auction?
Oh, it's gone way too high for me. The fact is, based on what they were rating bottles to go for, it seemed like the 1811 Napoleon Cognac was a pretty good deal. At just several thousand.
Ted, Dr. Cocktail, hey, thank you so very much.
My pleasure.